This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
With everything going on Sunday night, after the final game at Highmark Stadium, knowing the Bills are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, Matt Bove, Sal Capaccio, we could not get with you like we normally do on a Sunday. We wanted to give everything its full respect to talk about the game and what lies ahead. So thanks a lot for waiting a few extra hours here on a Monday. We're recording here at 8 a.m. So whenever you're listening, however you're listening, we thank you so much. And it's always game day in Buffalo. Great, 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 great afternoon inside the stadium, Matt. It was really a special, special night, and it was well done.
Lived up to the expectations. I didn't know how I was going to feel. I didn't know what the emotions were going to be. Was surprisingly pretty composed. I thought after the game I would get a little bit, you know, emotional. And I think I did. And I think everybody in that building did to some extent. We have so many memories there, so many cherished memories inside that building. But the focus quickly shifts. Like, that's the NFL, and now we've got a playoff game to talk about, and that's good. We'll reminisce a little bit, but a lot of what we'll talk about today is, hey, the Bills are now playing in a playoff game against maybe the hottest team in the NFL, so here's what you need to know about it.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a minute. Let me ask you, how many times, if at all, you cried on Sunday?
Actually, I didn't. I'm surprised, because I would have, going into it, if you would have asked me or set an over under at 1.5, I would have probably smashed the over. Closest I probably got was when Iris was playing on the field after the game. It's probably the closest I got, but was able to kind of hold it all in, compose myself, and, you know, just kind of, I think I was so busy and so focused on all the work that I was doing that I didn't have a chance to feel my emotions in those moment, in that moment, as much as I should, which is actually not healthy at all. But that was just the reality of it.
Totally get it. I did cry pretty quickly pretty early on in the day, because when I pulled into the stadium, and we all go through the security gate as the media, and the lady who was the security attendant, who's been there many years, who we've come to Peggy. Have a relationship. What is it? Was it?
Is it Peggy?
Peggy. Yes, it's Peggy. Yeah. Thank you. And Peggy said, Sal, this has been my second home for 32 years and I'm really sad. And I cried right there in the car with her, talking with her. No. And I said, you know what, though? We're going to make it a celebration today. And we did. And everybody did. It was great. And then a little bit during the anthem, to be honest with you, looking around, you know, I always say this, Matt, I want during a national anthem, I stand on the field and it doesn't matter what stadium we're in. Doesn't matter what the circumstance is. If you ever look at me, you'll see I do a 360 during the anthem. I look around and I take stock and everything. And I think to myself, I can't believe I'm standing on an NFL field right now. Like I try to take in the moment. And in that moment, shed a bit of a tear and then agreed with you. Like after the game started, I really did not have those same types of emotions. It was only having fun with it and experiencing it. And then after the game, obviously on the field, a little bit of it crept in again during Iris. I agree. During the game though, one of the things that was really cool, I've referenced 51-3 a lot. It was a party in the second half. It was 41-3. Mm-hmm. I've referenced, and we have the perfect game. You knew the Bills were crushing the Patriots and burying them. It was similar. There was no stress. They didn't have to win the game, and they were winning the game from early on, and there was no stress whatsoever. The Bills just dominated, and I think that would have allowed fans to have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, that was very, very cool. One other moment that I want to bring up that I did not actually know about. So normally in the press box is pretty soundproof, so there's not much that you hear. For this game, I wanted to leave the press box for the beginning of the game, for the anthems and for the entrances, to just kind of take it all in one last time. So there was a little, you know, platform where we're able to stand if we want to walk outside. And I didn't know that the opening video that they play was to Baba O'Reilly by The Who, like that song.
Oh, it
and
always is. Yes.
So I didn't know that this year until I went out there yesterday and my dad loved The Who. And I was like, oh, how poetic is this?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, I like that's cool.
I didn't know you didn't know that. Cool. You can't hear it. That's right. I didn't realize that, but that's every game. Yep.
Yeah, so that's sick. First off, cool. I mean, I love that they did, because it hasn't always been that. I'm assuming that's just a this year thing, right?
Believe so, yes.
Okay, so yeah, it would make sense that I haven't heard it when I was in the press box. So yeah, it was cool to be able to go out there and kind of take that all in. I thought that was really, really cool. So there's that. And then, yeah, the point that you made, yesterday was never really about the game anyway. It was really just kind of about the send-off.
Correct.
But the fact that they were able to just manhandle the Jets, you know, we're not really going to talk about yesterday's game at all. I had no idea the Jets were this bad. I knew that they were bad. I had no idea they were. So, you know, I like to look at what the betting lines are for games just to kind of get a gauge at like what the perception of the game is and where we think it's going to play out. And I, on Sunday morning, checked and the Bills were an 11.5 point favorite. And I had no idea, no clue that they were a huge favorite, because I was like, Mitch Trubisky is going to play this entire game. Are they really going to be an 11.5 point favorite? And then I saw the line. I was like, that's insane to me. Then the game started and I was like, it should have been a 31.5 point line.
They're really bad. They're really bad. I agree. However, I want to always put it in context too. I don't want to take away from what the Bills backups were able to do. It is still professional football. And I know the Jets have some guys that are out and they've made a quarterback switch and all that. I get it. The Bills backups, the Bills sat 9 of their 11 starters in this game. 9 of 11. In fact, let me read you. Here are the players, okay, who either were inactive or active but did not play at all on offense or defense. Offense: Khalil Shakir, Brandon Cooks, Deion Dawkins, Connor McGovern, David Edwards. Defense: 9 guys: Taron Johnson, Christian Benford, Shaq Thompson, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, Greg Rousseau, Joey Bosa, Daquan Jones, and Jordan Poyer. Yet, even given that, they limited the Jets to 2.7 yards a play. I went and looked. It was 2.65. I went and looked. It's the fourth lowest total of any team in any game this year, yards per play.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky was not sniffed on by the Jets defense. I do not remember a box score I've looked at.
No.
This whole year that a team had 0 sacks and 0 quarterback hurries. During the radio broadcast, Mr. Trubisky has a rollout. He goes for maybe 5-6 yards. He slides. Remember the play, right?
Yes.
Eric Woods said, I think that's the first time he's been touched all day.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. The Jets are terrible. The Bills did a great job and need to be still recommended, because the backups they played on the field still dominated the Jets.
So this is a stat from Nick Sabato, who covers the Bills from the Niagara Gazette. I don't know if you saw this tweet. Quarterbacks in Highmark Stadium history to throw for 250 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions, and a 75% completion percentage.
Oh, boy.
Drew Bledsoe, 2002.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, 2007. Josh Allen, three times, 2021, 2023, 2024. Mitch Trubisky. That is the list. And because of what he did yesterday, that is an unbelievable stat in kind of the scope of the entire stadium's history, what yesterday was, how Mitch Trubisky played, and also just how truly terrible the Jets are.
No doubt. And by the way, I think you have to give a lot of credit to Joe Brady for building a really good game plan for Mitch Trubisky, right? I mean, like they did a nice job to keep him protected. You want to stay healthy. He was able to be clean all game. They did a nice job. Dalton Kincaid, 10 snaps, three catches, 41 yards. How efficient is that? So just to give some real good kudos and credit to the people who did play. The offensive line was very good. Joe Andreessen starts at middle linebacker for his hometown team in the final game of the stadium, and he plays every snap. Dorian Williams leads the team in tackles. Like, these guys did a nice job who had to fill in and play, and I think that that has to be recognized today when you talk about, you know, what happened with this team. So yeah, good job by the Bills, you know, overall in this game. And I don't know, is there anything else you want? We could talk about the big picture too with, you know, James Cook for sure, but individually in this game, anybody you wanted that you thought stood out that deserves a little bit of credit we might not normally be talking about?
No, I was impressed with the play of the offensive line, and the reason that's relevant is because there might be moving parts this offseason if they decide to. That I don't want to say they decide to move on, because I don't think they want to move on from David Edwards or Connor McGovern, but both of those players may have priced themselves out of being part of this team next year. And if that's the case, they might lean into some of the options that they already have in the building. And some of those guys are players like Tylan Grable, Alec Anderson, Cedric Van Pern Granger. So I was impressed yesterday. So kudos to them. And they seem like potential options for the Bills down the road. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a good problem to have, right? I think this team would love to keep David Edwards. They would love to keep Connor McGovern. But I think a lot of teams want to probably pay those guys a lot of money for how well they have played in Buffalo. So if that's the case, they might have to go to some of their younger and more affordable options that they already have in the building. So I was impressed with the offensive line. They had success.
And by the way, that would be Cedric Van Pern Granger at center. Alec Anderson can play guard, obviously. But you're right. I mean, it was nice to see those guys step up and play. Tylan Grable, you know, Spencer Brown, by the way, would have been on that list, but he filled in for three snaps for Tylan Grable, who injured his hand. But I agree with you. Like, if something happens in the playoffs to one of these players and you have to have somebody fill in, I think yesterday gave you a good sense of, okay, they should be okay.
Yeah, the one knock on yesterday, really, as far as the game is concerned, is the Max Hairston injury. And there's still not a lot of clarity on that injury. But the fact that he left the game, went into the tunnel, you know, that's something notable. I think it's very easy to say, why the heck was he on the field? And I agree with you. But the reality is that they have three boundary cornerbacks, Christian Benford, Tre'Davious White, and Max Hairston.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
They played Trey White and Max Hairston. And then at that point in the game, Trey White had already been removed from the game. So he was the only one left. And you could say, well, throw anybody there. Throw Cam Lewis there. Throw Jordan Hancock there. They were also already on the field playing. There are things that they could have done to get crafty to avoid this. But I think sometimes that's just kind of the way it is. So it stinks, and I'm not giving them a pass. But I also realize like their hands are tied because they only have so many corners.
Trey White played 100% of the snaps. He was not removed.
Oh, he was not. He played 100%.
Trey White played every single snap. He played 48 out of 48 snaps.
Wow. So I thought he was out of the game and then came back into the game once Max got hurt because they needed somebody else to play corner.
No, because of your point. They had two boundary corners basically in this game. That's all they had. They couldn't. They had three. Christian Benford could have gone in, but they didn't want to do that, obviously. He sat. And Jordan Hancock actually moved over to boundary. That's what happened. Oh, Jordan Hancock moved over. And you could say to me, well, then they should have done that earlier with Max Hairston. Look, I'm just going to say this. And you could take it as a defense or whatever. Folks, you got to understand, like, that's not what Jordan Hancock does. If you put him in that situation, he could wind up, you know, that's a recipe for him to get hurt. You can't just do those things to protect somebody else when you're putting other people at risk either. They're football players. Max Harrison's a rookie, and he hasn't risen to that level of being in that position. It sucks. I agree. And this is also what happens when you don't have any elevations left for Dane Jackson. That could have been an option. They weren't able to elevate Dane Jackson, and they had to elevate Keyonte Jenkins at linebacker in order to have everybody else at linebacker sit. So they were in a tough spot. We'll see what happens with Max Hairston. He did leave the field late in the game, walked very gingerly. I didn't like the way he walked. Maybe he went in for x-rays. We'll see. It's an ankle injury officially, but the way he walked, the way he looked, tough deal to think about, especially against a very explosive Jaguars offense, which we'll get into in a minute. And then, of course, you have the injury to Matt Prater. Matt Prater finished the half. He did not come out in the second half. Mitch Wisnowski took the kickoff, and that's when we're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Are you just resting Matt Prater? Then we find out he re-injured his right quad. So the question I would have going into today when we hear from Sean McDermott later is, was it precautionary or did he actually re-injure himself? No, you know what I mean? Like, it could have been he's feeling it, so let's just back him off. We don't know.
It looked like he re-injured himself. It wasn't like a specific play. I think it happened on the kickoff after one of the touchdowns, and it looked like he came up a little bit like lame. Mm. So I do not know if it's here's the thing. The Jags kicker is out there making kicks from 67 yards.
I know.
The Bills are going into this game with no clue who is going to be their kicker.
I know.
Maybe this means that they have to just be absurdly aggressive, but there's also aggressive and reckless. So yes. I don't know what they're going to do. I do not think the answer is bringing back Badgley. I think that that was not good when he was here. So I think that they would have to go out and find somebody. So we shall see. There will be people who immediately say, oh, well, Justin Tucker, what about him? He kind of stunk at the end, too. So take all of the other stuff and push that to the side. Just as football, he was not very good at the end either. So I feel like they will find somebody who, newsflash, probably won't be very good because there's a reason that they are available at this point in the season, and just hope that it works out. And then on every situation where it's like 4th and 5 or less, maybe they go for it. And whatever. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know.
Yeah. So aside from what you said about the football part with Justin Tucker, which I agree, I can't imagine going into the playoffs, they would bring in somebody that with everything surrounding him and how much that would be a story nationally and locally. And, you know, they're trying to prepare for a game against the Jaguars. Right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, whether you, how it all plays out legally and what you think about the situation, I just can't imagine the Bills would actually do that and bring him in with everything surrounding that and everything that would be talked about with it. So they're preparing for a playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we'll see if Younghoe Koo is brought in for another workout. He was right a couple of weeks ago. I think they brought in somebody else, if I remember right, too, who was a guy, Matthew, I can't remember Wright. His name, Matthew Wright. Thank you. Who had been on the preseason roster for a little while, training camp roster. So maybe he's a guy. I agree. Badgley would be tough to come back to after what happened a couple of weeks ago. I just can't see them doing that.
No way. No.
He
way.
Does know the operation, but I just can't see them. They moved out from as quick as possible.
He doesn't know the operation. Yeah. He knows the operation as much as I know the operation.
The execution is not there. Yeah. But yeah, I get it. I totally get it. I agree with you. All right. Let's shift the focus. Before we talk about the Jags, two really notable achievements for the Bills. Number one, how about James Cook?
That's
leads the NFL awesome. In rushing, wins the NFL rushing title. Really awesome for James Cook. What an amazing season. 1,621 yards rushing.
Yeah, that was incredible. And then when you consider the offseason he had, you know, it felt like the Bills really wanted this one for him. I know that they only gave him two carries in the game, but he was also at that point 152 yards ahead of the next closest guy, Derrick Henry. I think on the first play from scrimmage of the Sunday Night Football game, Derrick Henry rushed for 41 yards. And I was like, oh, he might not get this. This is going to be crummy for him. But the game script in that game kind of ended up getting wonky, and the Bills were able to, or I shouldn't say were able to get James that, but James ended up with the rushing title, which is a very cool thing. I think that is something that he will hold near and dear to him for a long time. And I think the team was really excited for him to accomplish that.
Yeah. And it's a team award. It's an individual accomplishment. Of course, it's a team accomplishment as well. The offensive line coaches, Reggie Gilliam was really happy about it, right? He was a guy that he said, look, I wasn't in front of him every single play, but of course it's something they take a lot of pride in. And the other part about it is, Matt, and I think I have to go back to make sure, he led the league in carries.
Yeah,
I mean, who would have thought that with James Cook? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that you are concerned about is the regression moving forward, because there are times when you see that type of workload and what it does to a player. Now, it's not always a player who's 25 years old like James Cook is, but you look at the historic season Saquon Barkley had last year, and there was, you know, a higher clip of work there. And then this little bit of a setback he took this next season. So
By the way, he did not lead the league. He was second. Jonathan Taylor had 323 carries, but James Cook had 309 and finished in second.
How different this Bills offense has become. But yeah, that's something to, it's a problem for another day, right? Like I also feel that way about the schedule. You see the schedule come out and you look at the opponents and you're like, oh man, you know, okay, problem for another day. Focus on what's happening right now. We'll get to that, I'm sure, some point down the road.
All right, so the other achievement was, how about Ray Davis, another Bills running back? He becomes the NFL leader in yards per kick return and the only player in the league this year to have over 30 yards return. Who thought that going into the year?
Nobody, because we thought Ray Davis would probably have a more sizable role on the offense. And because James Cook was so effective and so dominant, they probably just wanted to get Ray onto the field in some capacity. They also just didn't really have anybody else to do that role. And it really, really worked out. That's a pleasant surprise. You know, I got to say, I know we talked about how bad the Jets are and the backups. I was really impressed with Ray Davis yesterday and Ty Johnson for that matter. But it's like, yeah, this guy still's got some juice and it still feels like he could provide something in the passing game more consistently, but yeah, he has emerged as kind of this team's kick returner, and I imagine that that's going to be what he does for the foreseeable future. Like, I would also think that this is something he keeps into next season.
Chris Tabor, by the way, Bill's special teams coordinator, nice job finding that role for Ray Davis and figuring out a nice way to unlock him a little bit. So, good job in that regard.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's shift the focus. The Bills, we know now, are going to Jacksonville to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday at 1 p.m. So let's, there we go. Final game. Okay, head to Jacksonville. Sorry, I wanted to switch the banner we have going up, and hopefully you're watching over on the YouTube side at Sal Sports. Okay, Bills, Jags, I think leading into this game, the conventional wisdom was, boy, they match up better right now against the Patriots. You've already seen that. You could definitely go down to Jacksonville and see them winning, but don't really want a part of a team that's won eight in a row and kind of putting up all these points. What's your initial thoughts?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say you don't want to play a team that's playing eight in a row or won eight in a row, or you could say, hey, they're due to have a slip up because they have been so hot. I think the Jags are the toughest opponents the Bills have played in the wild card since the 2019 game in Houston when they went on the road and they were a bit of an underdog in that game. Now, if you're somebody who looks at betting lines, like I mentioned earlier, I like to do, the Bills are a 1.5 point favorite going into this game. That feels like people, the Vegas begging people to say Josh Allen is going to win. He's a 1.5 point favorite, which is also a tad concerning because you want to see where the money is going to come in on this game. All of that said, I firmly believe the Bills' toughest opponent that they will play from here on out is themselves. If the Bills play well, I expect them to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. I do. But they have not played well consistently enough this season where I'm super comfortable in thinking that that's the type of game we will see. Like I said, like they're just
especially on the road, by the way, especially on the road. They've been so Jekyll and Hyde on the road this year. Here's some good news. The Bills are 8-1 on Sunday at 1 p.m. this year.
Yeah.
Here's the bad news. Their only loss was in Florida. It was against Miami in a game they played really terrible that day. This is going to be mid-60s for high, maybe closer to 70 degrees. It was a bit of a cold front. So I guess mid-60s for the games. It's one coming through after that, I should say, a cold front for Jacksonville. So good weather, it looks like, for the game. And I do like the fact that it's in a stadium in a place where a lot of Bills fans are going to show up. It's going to feel like a nice road game, road environment with Bills fans showing up and pretty loud in that stadium. I like that part as well. So, you know, you start fast and that can really help you out a little bit. So the Jaguars are they've won eight in a row. We know that.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say, well, but look at the teams they've beaten. They haven't been good. Look, they haven't played the most world beating schedule, but folks, they put 35 up against a really good Chargers defense. They put 34 up against a very good Denver Broncos defense. They're still playing really good football, regardless of the opponent. And look at their points against over the last six games, they have not given up more than 20 points a game.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. The last time they gave up 20 points in a game was 24 points to the Arizona Cardinals, and that was back in late November. So you think about how long ago that was, and we're not even talking about some huge day. It was only 24 points. There are things that I think are mismatches for both. I shouldn't say mismatches for both teams. There are matchups that are something to watch in this game. The Jags' rush defense is elite, one of the best in the NFL, and the Bills have an elite run game. It's good on good. Do the Bills win that matchup or do the Jags win that matchup and make the Bills play this game with one hand tied behind their back? When the Bills can run the ball, they are a much more effective team. When they can't run the ball, that's when things get dicey. The other thing to watch here, there's a couple things. I'm just going to ramble, so cut me off. Dalton Kincaid being available is notable. The Bills have needed him, and I know he does not play a massive percent of snaps, but he has missed five games this year. They've lost three of them. I do not think that that's a coincidence that on the days that he has not been available, they have struggled. I think the only times they've lost when he has played was the Falcons game and then that Dolphins game that you were talking about that they lost at Sunday at 1 o'clock, and he got hurt in that game. So, you know, like 1.5 games of Dalton Kincaid. The other piece here is that when the Bills get into the playoffs, the break glass in case of emergency on the wall is Josh Allen running. That is something that changes when they get to this point in the season. That can be an X factor for a team, and that can be a difference maker in a game. So that is something that I think the Bills have kind of stowed away and stashed in their back pocket of like, okay, let's say the Jags are in man and they're playing man and there's not something immediately available. Josh is going to go. He's going to run. And then all of a sudden that completely recalibrates the way a defense has to prepare for you.
Yeah, I hope Josh's foot is okay to do that. I mean, we think it is because of how they've handled him the last few weeks. But
obviously the foot injury is a bit significant. He missed a couple of days of practice. You know, they've mentioned, you know, Sean McDermott has mentioned, you know, mm-hmm. that they're still, he's still working through it. And we know that. Mm-hmm. So you hope that that is the case. And you're right about that. I mean, like now it's no holds barred. You have to do whatever you can. I'll give you a couple more numbers here. Okay. Even though the Jags are very, very good against the run. That is exactly right. They actually don't run the ball all that great. Now, by volume, they've had some yards. Matt, you brought up the Arizona game that they gave up 24, right? Uh-huh. That's actually the only game since October they've run for more than 4.2 yards a carry on offense.
Yeah.
They've run for 4.2 yards or less per carry on offense in all but one game since October. Now, of course, the Bills defense has not been good against the run. If they can get the run game going in Jacksonville, that's going to really spell disaster for the Bills. But the Bills, I think, need to focus on, yes, the run game, but making sure Trevor Lawrence in the passing game mm-hmm. with the Jags, that has been really excellent since they acquired Jakobi Meyers, by the way. That was a great trade for them. Jakobi yeah. Meyers has allowed everybody to fit into their role better. They were leading mm-hmm. the league in drop passes. That hasn't been the case since they traded for him because they've been able to find guys and fit them in different roles. And you're talking about Brian Thomas Jr. You're talking about Brenton Strange, their tight end. They really throw the ball well. Trevor Lawrence is on a heater right now. We know that. And here's the other, I would say, more encouraging aspect, although this is actually, you can look at it two different ways. The Jags actually are very, very good on the defensive side overall. Like, if you take a look, you said about their run defense. Game, right? They're also very aggressive. Like, they are fourth in the NFL in interception rate, which means interceptions per pass attempt. However, the one thing they don't do great is sack the quarterback. They are 30th in the league at sacks per pass attempt. So if you want to look at it from a bit of an encouraging standpoint, the thing that's hurt the Bills a lot this year is Josh Allen taking sacks and mm-hmm. him being under duress. However, when the ball's in the air, the Jags are aggressive and they're good at getting after it. Obviously, the Bills are going to have to put a premium on protecting Josh Allen to make sure that he has mm-hmm. time to scan the field and do that. But those are kind of things that you have to think about in this game where he probably might have some time. But man, mm-hmm. once that ball's in the air, the Jags are very aggressive and good at making sure they get to it or stop you.
Yeah, and I just think that so much of this game is going to come down to good on good yep. when these matchups come to, like, the what I said about the running game and the Jags passing attack against the Bills pass defense that has been very, very solid. Can that hold up against a very solid defense? And, you know, there's two ways you can look at it. You could say, well, when they played another great passing offense recently, the Bengals, they got carved up, but the Bills were able to outscore the Bengals because their defense was so bad. The other thing that I want to say is this is not a game where you can fall into the game script that they have so many times this year, and that's falling behind and trying to play catch up, because against a team that has a defense like this, I just don't know if you're going to be able to put up points rapid fire like you have at some other points this year. That goes to the point you made about, hey, as far as road atmospheres are concerned, this is the friendliest outcome they could have mm-hmm. gotten in the first round with just that. Not with the actual matchup itself, but just with where they had to go. You would rather go to Jacksonville for the atmosphere and for the, like, you know, what the crowd is like compared to New England, compared to Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh, and then, you know, some of the other outcomes. So, yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, so we're going to wrap up here, but real quick, any just quick thoughts on how everything played out with wildcard weekend and the schedule? You got everything starting off with Rams and Panthers. By the way, I had said all week, hey, if the Bills are going to play the Jags, it's probably going to be Saturday at 4:30 because that's the AFC South Invitational. They always put the AFC South, and obviously that didn't happen. I was wrong, but after the game, I was checking in with some people on the schedule and who might know, and I was told right away, yeah, it looks like the NFC South is going to steal that window this year because I think the league just wants to put an 8-9 team on the AFC and the Saturday at 4:30 window, right? It's not.
Well, I think it was also because those teams played Saturday, so then they wouldn't have it wouldn't be a short week for them, and it's not like they would have a crazy long wait either. Like sometimes we have seen the 4-5 NFC game go on Monday Night Football, and that would have been ridiculous if you put the Panthers on Saturday night and then had them wait all the way until Monday the following week to play their next game. That would have been a little absurd. So yeah, the Sunday 1 o'clock window was a bit of a surprise to me. It's the only CBS game, so it'll be Nance Romo and Tracy Wolfson on the call. The Bills have done well in that situation. They've done poorly though in Jacksonville. Josh has played one game in Jacksonville and they scored.
All right. Let me ask a question real quick. This is going to come up all week. Do you think it matters? Like, do you think the history here matters? I don't think it does.
I do. I don't.
I mean, they beat the heck out of Jacksonville in Buffalo last year. I mean, I just don't think anything that happened 3 years ago matters to anybody who's playing in this game.
I think of it as like the comparison I make is it's just something that's in the back of your head. It's not something that you focus on, but it's like,
I think it's the back of our head. I don't think it's the back of their head.
I think human nature indicates otherwise. Like, maybe, I think it's the comparison I would make would be like a golf hole, and you blow up on a golf hole, and then the next time you play the golf hole, you think you don't harp on it, but you're like, oh yeah, last time I was here, I hit it out of bounds and I took a triple bogey. Like, it's human nature. Josh will probably get asked about it at some point this week about, like, so it would be impossible to avoid it completely. I'm not saying I think that's the reason they win or they lose the game because they're going to Jacksonville. Just for some reason, the AFC South with Josh Allen has been a very funky and weird division over the years. All right. It's like the worst division in the AFC, but it's the division he struggles against the most.
The last time the Bills played in Jacksonville, your starting offensive line consists of Ike Butker, Mitch Morse, Cody Ford, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders, Stephon Diggs, Tommy Sweeney was the starting tight end. On defense, Star Latulale, Jerry Hughes, Levi Wallace. I just don't think it matters. I don't think history matters much. I think that it's something that we talk about. And because of that, maybe it does creep in. I get it because we're going to be talking about it. They also beat the Jags pretty badly here in Buffalo last year. I think they'll know that. That's right.
So, 50. Yeah.
But you're right. There are a lot of ghosts there, Matt. And we're going to be talking about those ghosts as the week goes on. It's going to be a really good debate. It's going to be a really good discussion. It's going to be a really good week to dissect everything going on. You know what I really hope? Here's the biggest thing I hope. Hope the Bills win. I can get on the team plane after the game, fly back and just kick my feet up and watch and hope what happens in the Sunday night game between the Chargers and Patriots without a worry in the world. You know what I mean? That would be really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's
because, folks, if the Bills win and the Chargers win, the Bills are going to the winner of Texans Steelers. If the Bills win and the Patriots win, the Bills are going to Denver. That's how it's going to work.
We are not getting ahead of ourselves. I think this Jags matchup is incredibly difficult. But like I said a couple weeks ago, imagine if somebody told you on September 6th or September 7th, the day before the season started, that the thing separating the Bills from the AFC Championship would be Trevor Lawrence and Bo Nix. Imagine if somebody told you that. You would have been like, are you out of your mind? I don't think this Bills team is very good. I think they're a good team and they have a very high ceiling. But I think as far as the last five teams they've had, it's the worst team of the five. But it's also unequivocally the easiest path of all of those years. Anybody in the AFC, probably besides Pittsburgh, I think has a realistic chance of being in the Super Bowl. I genuinely feel that way. Any team other than Pittsburgh, I think, can go on a run.
I mean, last night I'm watching the Sports Center after the Ravens Steelers game. They're going through the playoffs, and sure enough, right there is Matt Hasselbeck. He's not wrong, but first thing he said, listen, you're the Bills. You have Josh Allen. Look at the quarterback field. Look at the field. Like, this is your opportunity. And I know that's what people say, and it's not easy. It's easier said than done. I totally get it, but I understand where you're coming from, and there's no doubt about that. It's going to be a fun week. We're going to have a lot more for you throughout the week on Bills, Jags, and the playoff weekend, super wild card weekend, as they refer to it in the National Football League. All right, for Matt, I'm Sal. Thanks a lot to our producer, Mike Robbier. We'll talk to you next time, and it's always game day in Buffalo. Let's have fun with it. Let's have a great week this week, and enjoy the Bills headed to the wild card round to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.